All right, praise God. Welcome to the second hour. All right, now, I'm going to read to you this droning, I thought I was saying drusing, droning process, which I've, you know, I've been talking about reptilians since 2008, 2009, maybe even earlier. But there was always some question, where do they come, now, you know, I'm not going to go back to the Anunnaki and how they use, you know, use DNA manipulation to create different versions of them, you know, over thousands of years of time for workers, and then shifted over to man-like entities like Cro-Magnon man, Neanderthal man, and all that other stuff. Forget about that. What I'm talking about is, you know, when, you know, like Yale and Skull and Bones and the horrible things that they do, and they ultimately all want to get that, you know, let's put it this way. This is, Alex Jones making a comment about what they do at Skull and Bones 322 in Yale.
This is their plan, people. These are demons. Just like the Bible says, it's basically an intergalactic invasion into this space through people. I'm telling you, it's what all the ancients said. It's what they warned of. It's what we're dealing with. They're demons. They're frickin' interdimensional invaders, okay? I'll just say it. Make fun of me all you want on CNN or wherever, but everyone already innately knows this. These people are not frickin' humans.
He kind of sounds a little bit like that lady on the, what was it, American Airlines flight or whatever, and she freaking out coming up the aisle going, "That man's not, he's not human!" You know, and people make fun of her and stuff, but I guarantee you she's probably sitting beside one, you know, and she saw it, what it was, and said, "Get me out of here." But, you know, the problem is you're talking to 200 people or 180 people on a plane and a bunch of, flight attendants and stuff. And what do they know? You know, and so anyway, I'm not going to get into details of that and try to analyze what may or may not have happened. But I have no doubt in my mind that she was sitting beside a reptilian. The problem is that they have to drink blood in order to be able to maintain their shape. Okay, this was why, what was the name of that, hold on just a second, who ran against, G.W. Bush? Dum 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 dum, no, not that meathead, not that, okay, well, I'm just gonna have to leave it go, it's on the tip of my tongue. I can see his face. He was the one that traveled the world and did an inconvenient truth. Remember that? Well, he got busted in an airport with blood in a suitcase, and he like tells them some kind of a tall tale about that he's like a hemophiliac and he's got to travel with it. And I don't know if that's a true story or not. Nowadays I don't think it would have flown. That was a long 20 plus years ago. So anyway, they need blood. Now, I'm not encouraging you to go listen to this unless you have a very, very strong subject. Stomach, sorry. But there is a video or audio bite out there that's, it's called Confessions of a Mother Goddess, okay? Now, she retracted a lot of the things she said in that original DVD. I have the DVD right behind me. It's right, I can reach back and touch it. It was a David Icke production. And she retracted it. But why do you think she retracted it later after she told all that stuff? Because they threatened to kill her. That's what they always do. They always threaten to kill her. So if you give a retraction, well, I have an audio clip. Now, I don't know if I have it anymore because I had a critical catastrophic failure on my cell phone a couple of years ago. But I, at one time, had a video that, beyond any shadow of a doubt, proved that the J6 event was a total setup. Okay? Literally. As a matter of fact, it even has, in one of the scenes, you can actually see the fake this entity that they call Ashley Babbitt on a gurney being wheeled out the back, and then she like sits up kind of halfway, so she wasn't even dead. All right, so I had, let me tell you something. The person who put that up, okay, was heavily monetized with YouTube, and they got him. They got him. I had the video. I downloaded it right away, but they got the guy. And they told him, you need to come out with another video. You need to retract everything that you said. You need to pin this on, you know, the people that you want, that we want you to pin it on and everything else. And the guy totally caved because that was his income. That's how he pays his rent. So you know, when you're listening to, it's, you know, monetized sources, you know, they're going to be good. They're going to be good little boys and girls. They're not going to say things. It's why I refuse to go on Rumble. It's why, I can't talk about the things that I need to talk about if I'm on Rumble. They're going to censor me. And some of it gets out. I know that. There's some amazing things that Z Media puts out on Rumble. And, a lot of good stuff. So I've thought about it. But anyway, now what in the world is this? Never mind. Okay, so. Let me kill this screen and let me read this to you. This is the droning process. Droning occurs when a vril, that is an underground reptilian, injects a quill or proboscis into the human eye where the lizard parasite takes over the human host brain. It is terribly painful for the human being until the human consciousness dies and the viril parasite consciousness is in full control. All, or most, memory and ability from the former human is retained, and the lizard consciousness now mimics the former human's behavior. The former human is now a drone. These are the, quote, people that are used by Vril to initiate, infiltrate governments, religious organizations, legal, financial systems, or organizations and corporations. It is not common for male or female drones to lose hair at a younger age. Intelligence seems a little decreased, with a minimal capacity, if any, to understand sarcasm and or dry humor. Boy, does that sound like Draco T. Offspring have increased risk of various birth abnormalities. Drones often seem incapable of empathy and sympathy. But a dag-nabbit dancing dinosaur being. Wow, talk about nailing the White House down. And can quite often display psychotic behaviors. Oh, you don't say. Well, that suddenly brings back Hillary Clinton and her, you know, what was that? Some kind of a spasm or something she was having outside of that one building, shaking around like some kind of a crazy entity. They should have put her in the cell beside Hannibal Lecter with a little pass-through. So he could get a bite once in a while. Anyways, I know, I didn't mean that. Yes, I did. No, I didn't. No, I didn't really mean that. Yes, I did. No, I mean, I'm sorry, I must be droned. I'm kidding. Kids, was that funny or was that goofy? Kids? That's kind of funny? All right, cool. I'll take it. I'll take it as a win. All right, then it goes on the blech. All right, let me spit this out here. Says they seem incapable of empathy or sympathy and can be quite often displaying psychotic behaviors. Drones enjoy perversion. Ah! Please! Why is somebody dinging me? Why am I being dinged? Huh. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. I don't have any way, unfortunately. Yes, I do. I think I can cut it off this way. Okay. But anyway. Okay. Come on over. Find your way back. Okay, so anyway, there's then they show a lot of droning examples. They show there's some photographs of this parasite being dropped into the eye. Evidently, the Eye of Horus, if you look that up, the Eye of Horus, which is really just one of a bazillion references to the devil. Also known, and oh, I so wish I could get him to not say nothing right now. Oh boy, for sale. Oh, praise God. All right. So anyway, so where was I? So back to the droning thing. All right. So you look at the Eye of Horus. So if you type Eye of Horus and you look at the results, you will see this eye and then what appears to be like two drips coming down out of the eye. Okay. So when, and because it's an extremely painful process and the eye bleeds. So when you see all these famous people out there with photographs and their eyes are blackened, it's because they were droned. They're reptilians. All right, are you following along? Yeah, it's just that creepy. It's just that creepy. Now, there is a comment in this write-up that is absolutely inaccurate, trying to claim that they don't have lizard eyes. That is actually a lie from the pits of hell. They do. And it's even captured in Bible. In the Bible. I'm going to have to right-click and open another file explorer and go to a whole different part of my computer. All right, hold on just a second. Here we go. That's what you do. When you do impromptu programs, that's what you get. All right. Hallelujah. So anyway, let me see here. Sanitize show note references. This is it. All right. Now let me see if I can find the reptilian show notes. There they are. All right. I could do hours on the reptilian stuff just from these show notes. All right. So anyway, let me go ahead and shrink this way, way down and see if I can find the section that I want to look at. And quick update on. Huh. Oh, no, that's a different. Okay, I just need to totally rebuild this computer, and I don't have the time. It's going to take 6 hours. Okay, so anyway, let me just go ahead and find this for you. It's over, I have over 63 pages of reptilian show notes. So you'll, maybe that'll help you kind of get where I'm at with all of this. All right, praise God. It's a lot of information, a very, 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 very much, much, much lot of information. Okay, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, scrolling down still to find the Bible text. All right. Okay, it's got the NASA versus reptoids in the Chilean mine story. Ah, that's a great story. I got to read that sometime. Attacks blamed on shape-shifting Jews was published in the Times of Israel. I'm telling you, you can't make this stuff up, folks. And, of course, Confessions of a Mother Goddess. All right, that's you better brace yourself. If you're going to listen to that, you better watch your step because it's really, it'll freak most people out super duper bad. All right, I'm just looking for one section that has scriptures in it. Hurry up. Oh, man. Ah! Hold on a second. I'm going to stop the recorder and I'm going to hunt. Okay, I found some of it. All right. So the text that's the closest to Holy Spirit inspired are Testament of Reuben and the Testament of Amram. Okay. And it says, therefore, flee fornication, my children, and command your wives and your daughters that they adorn not their heads and their faces, because every woman who acts deceitfully in these things has been reserved for everlasting punishment. Okay, it says, for thus they allured the watchers before the flood, and as these continually beheld them, they fell into desire each of the other, and they conceived the act in their mind and changed themselves into the shape of men. Now that was the first group of watchers on Mount Hermon, okay? All right, now, the Testament of Amaron comes back and it says, I saw watchers in my vision. I asked them, who? What are you? And they answered and said, we have been made masters and rule over the sons of men. I raised my eyes and saw one of them. His looks were frightening, like those of a viper. I mean, it just goes on and on. I have tons of other texts too. One of them is just right up here. It says, I'm just going to jump in. It says, as humanity interbred, the traits of the Anunnaki were diffused into the overall genetic pool. But certain bloodlines were specifically seeded by the Anunnaki royal leadership to be their front men and women who would rule humanity on their behalf. And now get this, Anunnaki picking men and women to rule on their behalf. That's what I believe is going to happen during the Great Tribulation. Because they're going to come back down as our saviors. For God sends a strong delusion so that they, the unrighteous, who never really truly believed in Jesus, will believe the lie that they are our creators. But they're not. It goes on to say, be their front men and women who would rule humanity on behalf of their agenda. The accounts reveal this is the reason for the obsessive interbreeding of the royal families over thousands of years. The Sumerian texts call these Anunnaki royal bloodlines the Abgal. I don't know what that means. It says the masters of knowledge and the, get this, seven elders, and they apparently go back to 10 priests and kings before the deluge. Ah, now that maps most interestingly to several parts of Revelation and other parts too as well. So anyway, I'm not going to get into, you know, all of this stuff because it's another 2-hour show. And boy, that would be, I could, man, I'll tell you what, that would be some kind of a show. But anyway, so the mystery of the black eyes and the red shoes and the wisp of blood coming down out of the eye of Horus and all this stuff. And they have photographs to back it. Lots of people with black eyes. Well, I guess it's real easy to talk them into doing it. If you pump it all up and say, you want to have everlasting life, you want to have superpowers, you want to have this. You know, it's people that don't understand the offer that our Father and Jesus made to us of eternal life, they're lost. And to them, anything, they don't want to die. They just don't want to die. Unbelievers are very, very, very afraid of death. Very afraid of death. All right. So I did want to share that to you because I found that to be a very interesting, I don't know, tidbit of information that I've been wondering about for a really long time. Why the black eyes? All this kind of stuff. Well, having it linked back to the Eye of Horus and the black eyes and, you know, the point in time when these people, if they, you know, are accepting being converted into a walk-in type of very powerful demonic entity, and then of course they have to maintain their shape and drink blood. And you, if you do venture into listening to Confessions of a Mother Goddess, you'll hear a lot about that. It's very unpleasant to hear, but it's spelled out very, kind of like in your face sort of thing. All right, praise God. So anyway, because of the nature of how things unfolded for this particular program and the limited amount of time that I have left to the second hour, I'm just going to go ahead and cherry pick my way down from the top, because I'll quickly run into stuff that you probably already have heard. All right, this one is Candace Owens making a comment about how they track you down and try to destroy your life when you don't play their game.
Swallow.
So Australia banned you after you said that it's a genocide?
Yeah, that was the beginning of I was temporarily banned for ads from YouTube because they are organized online and started mass reporting my new channel. I got banned from Australia, got fired from the Daily Wire. They started putting pressure, Ben Shapiro in particular, on, this is the Zionist lobby. It's not just in America, it's global.
Yeah.
And so I went from being a rock star to suddenly... She is Adolf Hitler and deserves nothing in her life because she has a moral principle. So you kind of look and you go, well, I have two options here. I can play the game.
Yeah.
And do like the majority of people do and just look the other way and say, oh, I don't really care about what's happening overseas.
Go along to get along.
Go along to get along. Mm-hmm. Or you take a bold stand and you say, I'll rebuild it. I don't want to have a house that's made because I'm silent on issues that actually impact my soul. I want to get into heaven.
Australia
that actually impacts her soul. Gee, I wonder if all the MAGA people think that. Evangelicals in the United States of America impacts her soul. That's impressive. Praise God. I wish every single pastor, I pray so hard for the evangelical church. You may think that I just poke fun at them and all that kind of stuff. I don't. I pray. I cry sometimes and bawl before the Lord. Please, Father, please, Romans 12, verse 19, the entity that's in the White House that'll wake up so many of your people. I beseech him, which means beg. I do a lot. I pray very fervently for them. I don't want to see anybody suffer. I don't want to see the Christians that are suffering over in the Middle East right now. I don't want to see the Christians, even if they're Orthodox, that's fine, that are suffering over in the Ukraine. I don't want to see any of that stuff happening. I hate that stuff. I hate to see people that mean well, even if they don't believe exactly like me, that's fine. Nobody believes exactly like me. So I got the reason why I have to do these kinds of podcasts is because I get washed out. I don't know if Rumble would wash me out or not, but anyway, I'm happy where I am, and I think I'm just going to stay here. It gives me flexibility that I need, and we'll see how things go. Pray for me because I started a new diet, and it requires some major life changes, elliptical trainer time, all kinds of stuff, and I need your prayers. So thank you for praying for me for that. I need to do this. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Here we go. So let's jump back over to this big old list of stuff that I've been collecting. Breaking news. Trump rejects China taking Iran's uranium. I don't think that's terribly important, really. Who cares about what the sick, twisted... Who cares what it thinks? Who cares what it thinks? I don't think anybody in the world is listening. Do you? It has successfully made the United States a lying pariah to all 195 countries, 243 if you count the island nations. I knew it was coming. I've been calling people, I've been telling, calling the United States of Babylon the Great for at least 200 prayer vigils that I've done. All you got to do is listen to Dimitri Dudeman's testimony. Might still be on YouTube. All right, praise God. Let's see here. Okay, so the Iranian foreign minister, according to this particular report, says that the United States presence in the Middle East has caused us to pick out these particular targets all over the Middle East in case the United States tries to pull a fast one. And they released the map and showed this. Do you know how ethical that is? It's very ethical to pre-release the map. But on the other hand, I do believe that they're using it as a, they want to discourage further war, which is the right thing to do. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Okay. So Ebola to a Kenyan facility. So evidently, Drake OT has cut some sort of a deal with Kenya, okay, to build a facility of some type, probably a glorified FEMA camp, to put anyone who may have come within contact of another, you know, of an Ebola-infected person, basically to ship them back to Kenya and throw them in the hole. Which, by the way, is exactly the non-empathetic, sociopathic way that an Draco reptilian would think, right? We were just reading that. All right. SOS attack Spain. All right. So why would they do that? Because Spain made a proclamation. They said, we are not going to support in any manner. We are not going to support Israel. I wish they would have said, we're not going to support the synagogue of Satan. But anyway, it says, breaking, Spanish police search ruling Socialist Party headquarters as corruption pressure grows on Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez. So, what they're doing is what they always do. They start with the phone call late in the night. It's so sick. Cutting off body parts of your kids, just like if you were watching a, you know, Godfather series movie. They start doing stuff like that, midnight phone calls, threatening your family, threatening your life, destroying your marriage. They'll actually hack into your computer and they'll put porn on. That's what happened to Cheryl. What was her name? Atkinson. Cheryl Atkinson. Adkins, I think it was. I have her book. And Glenn Beck called attention to her on one of his shows. And she was smeared. And I think that's the name of the book, too. Smeared. Cheryl Atkinson Smeared. And what they had done was they couldn't get to her. They couldn't get her to cave. So they broke into her husband's computer and planted kiddie porn on it and then reported it to the FBI. Of course, the FBI's in on it already. So they go running in and take all of the equipment and this guy and her husband's. And I mean, they destroyed their lives. Destroyed their lives. Let me tell you something, folks. If that ever happens to you, you better have a very cybersecurity aware lawyer, or you're doomed. You're doomed, right, Glum?
It's hopeless. We'll never make it. Never. We're done for.
Okay, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so targeted individuals. Okay, let's listen to this. This is. I'm just going to play it for you. Let them do the talking. All right, here we go.
Getting us into a full war, that's the plan, and it's not going to work. And I'm bad. And I'm like secretly have Nazi swastika tattoos and Hitler underwear on. I mean, just, I'm going to throw up.
What he's talking about is ever since he jumped off the Trump toe-licking bandwagon, and he finally woke up. Keep your eyes on him. But everybody out there, you need to keep your eyes on everybody out there, folks. Everybody. Now, that point being made, I am pleased as I could possibly be that the progress that Jones has made thus far is really good stuff. And I'm glad. Because he became a worthless He was worthless. He was actually destructive to the cause that he founded. Imagine that, becoming the antithesis, the enemy of the very cause that you personally founded. And that's what he had become. So when I heard this, he's going off now, because since he's turned away from Trump and is no longer supporting Trump anymore, and, you know, the Chabad Lubavitch and, you know, Khazarian mafia and all that other stuff, and he knows now, he sees the connection, and I'm so glad, and they're attacking him. Yeah, threatening his life. That's what they do to everybody. All right, so let's go ahead and listen to this again.
They're getting us into a full war. That's the plan, and it's not going to work. And I'm bad. And I'm like secretly have Nazi swastika tattoos and Hitler underwear on. I mean, just, I'm going to throw up. The Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Mike Huckabee. He is the Israeli ambassador to the U.S., not the U.S. ambassador to Israel, say they can take the entire Middle East. They can take it all, told Tucker Carlson. Well, now he's telling on national TV elite academic Jews and their students that you are going to rule the earth. Well, that kind of ties into the classic claim you say the anti-Semites make, that there's a secret plot of the Zionists to use Israel as the capital of the world and to control our other governments and to set up a world kingdom ruling over the Gentiles or the cattle or the goyim. And a lot of rabbis teach that. That's in a lot of the Jewish books. There's a lot that don't teach that. But the point is, that vein of Judaism, manifest destiny, that everyone will be ruled by us. It's like, you know, Calvinists kind of have that in their own Protestant way. But Calvinists don't rule the world. I wouldn't say the Jews don't rule the world. I mean, they're certainly, this group's trying and saying so. Saying so. And we're like, hey, we don't want to be ruled. We don't want our kids drafted to fight for your greater Israel project. Can you please stop? And they're like, nope, we're not going to stop. And if you criticize what we're doing and say we're trying to take over, we'll launch massive intelligence operations, stalking you, harassing you, debanking you, censoring you, dirty tricks through different subsidiaries. And we'll work with your terrorism czar, Sebastian Gorka, to target you illegally with hundreds of millions of dollars of Israeli money through our group Project 545, which Friday a Pentagon former correspondent whistleblower released a bunch of documents on, and then everybody went out and found open source stuff where I'm being targeted, Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan is an enemy and a national security threat to the United States and to Israel. Kind of a big deal, right? I got the reports right here. I covered it some Friday, Saturday. But it's like, well, we're used to you being targeted by Obama as a national security threat and the CIA and DOJ. So it's like, hey, big deal. And I saw a lot of the boomer pro-Zionist people on my ex comments. You know, we got tens of millions of views with that story we put out Saturday. And they weren't denying it. They said, yeah, you deserve to be crushed by Israel. You can go read the comments. It'd be like army colonels and captains and retired people. They're like, it's all boomers. They're like, yeah, you should be arrested during wartime. Yeah, we should have a draft for Israel. Yeah. I pledge allegiance to Israel. And you think it's like comical. It's not comical, folks. These people are in a cult. It's messianic. They believe Israel is Jesus and that the Messiah is the Likudniks and whoever's in power. That is their Messiah. That is their God. That is what they follow. And we're like, hey, Trump, you promised no war in Iran. If we elected Kamala, we'd have war, and she'd close the strait and kill the economy. Hey, we don't really want to do that. Plus, the Pentagon says the plan won't work, and I'm not a fan of the mullahs. We're just going to turn the Israeli intelligence loose on you. How's that feel? Well, you know that's not going to work, right? I mean, like Hitler bombed London. He thought they'd give up. They went from 90% against the war to 99% for it. I mean, like, what about the Vietnamese? Did dropping 7+ million bombs on them make them give up? How about the British firing all those millions of cannonballs at us? Does that make us give up? But doesn't matter. You just got, I mean, all over Israeli TV, their top ministers, we run the U.S., Trump works for us, no peace deal, total war, I'll come back for break and play it. And I got the reports right here. And it goes back to the group Mossad subgroup, 545 and the rest of it, and they list the hundreds of millions of dollars they're getting and all of it. And they've got quotes there about Jones used the anti-Semitic term neocons, that neocons during Midnight Hammer were trying to get us into a full war that he believes we will not win. The U.S. will not win. And so he's a national security threat. We're targeting him all these ways. And we're working with these NGOs under the direction of the deputy head of counterterrorism, Sebastian Gorka, who's now the head. And you read that from Midnight Hammer last June, and it's like what I said came true. They're getting us into a full war. That's the plan, and it's not going to work. And I'm bad. And I'm like secretly have Nazi swastika tattoos and Hitler underwear on. I mean, just, I'm going to throw up. So, I mean, this is just cuckoo town. We'll take some formulas like Ultimate Line.
All right, so he breaks off into a commercial. Praise God. So, all right. So, this is interesting because approximately maybe 11 years ago, Jones came out and he told, it was about the red and blue list that's and stuff, if you know about that. And Jones came out and he said to all of his listeners, he said, "You're going to know when everything is about to break. When I disappear," and he said, "It ain't gonna be just me, but I guarantee you, if when I am taken out, that's your warning sign. You don't have very much time to respond." I remember that real clearly, and you know what? We've kind of arrived there in a roundabout sort of way. And yeah, big long intermissions. We'll have to wait and see what happens. But one thing that's cool is that we've definitely nailed down the fact that everybody's being hoodwinked. There's no agreements. Praise God. All right, so let's take... Oh, I got to play this. He has a propensity for dropping F-bombs, so warning out there, kids, if you need to leave the room, leave the room. Hey, if your mom says you got to put on a little headset or something for this bit, you got to, like, you know, you got to follow her instructions. No special, you listen to your mom. All right. So anyway, this is Nick Fuentes, and he gets worked up, and he drops some F-bombs sometimes. But anyway, you know, and I've noticed that Ryan Mata has all but disappeared from X. What they're doing is they're suppressing anybody who talks about things they don't want to have talked about. Hold on a second.